Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hey there, Buster.
Better settle down there, Buster.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
You're getting a little out of line.
Mr. Nice Guy.
No more of that malarkey. Welcome into the Talking Yanks pregame show. I'm Dan Canobio. He's Joe McFly. BBD is here. We're coming off of a Yankee victory. We like Yankee victories. A nice even number. 40 wins for your New York Yankees.
Great job.
Over under on the year was 40. Will they surpass it tonight? That was a lie.
That was a definite lie.
Bold faced lie.
Maybe that was that All-Star game? Before the All-Star game?
Last year at this time, they had about 90 wins. So it's been a shrug. It's been a shrug to get to 40. But whatever. Yankees got to win. Cole was on the mound. He did his damn thing. He pitched great. Even though he didn't have his best stuff,
we got a lot right. That's why you guys got to tune in to the pregame. We got so much right yesterday.
I freaked myself out. When BBD sent the photo of him in bed before 10, I was like, I had to just like step away from the phone.
Snuggled up.
I said it was the third fastest game of the year. I said fastest game. McKinney home run.
Yes.
Cole hands the ball to Clay. And our guy BBD in bed by 10. All those things happened. I don't know if
And then
I
he wagged the finger.
I don't know if I can do it. That was just nuts.
That was nuts.
Where did that even come? Why did he do that?
I think he did that because the manager was wagging his finger at him. Don't you throw at him, Cole.
Like, do we think that was like Cole is such an interesting guy to me.
He is an interesting guy.
He's an unreal athlete, but some of his antics are just so dad-like and like funny.
He's really opened up the kook factor in the last year and a half.
He's definite kook fest.
Yeah, he is. Thank you, Kebra Cake. Zakes. He or she already watched Girls & Co. I was on it today. Thank you. Joes, should we read the lineup?
Let us read the lineup.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at it for the first time. I knew Stanton was going to be in it, but go ahead.
All right. So we got leading off, we have Bowers, Torres, Calhoun batting third. We have Rizzo, then Donaldson, Bader batting at the bottom of toward the middle of the lineup. McKinney, Higashioka, Volpe back there backing up Brito. Brito looking at the lineup like, where's my backup?
Yeah, this is something. I kind of figured Stanton wasn't going to play tonight because he has bad numbers against, or what did I think? Oh, yeah, righties do not hit Luis Castillo. Lefties don't hit him either. Like, lefties are hitting 230 against him. So Stanton, as we know, like, he's very rarely playing two games in a row. He did play the doubleheader Sunday. He had the off day Monday.
No DJ again?
DJ is taking time off to work on things that he's working on. That was the quote from Boone.
Okay. All right. Really? Cool.
You didn't see that?
He's working.
I saw something that BBD didn't see.
Woo!
Hang a banner.
Not room for him and Donaldson.
That's right, Buster.
BBD.
Just have him in timeout.
Boone said he's we're going to have him work on things, on the things he's working on.
I like that.
So I think he'll be back tomorrow or even for the Texas series. He's probably working on something mechanical because something's off with him.
Yes.
What a lineup. Bowers and Calhoun in your top three. This is a spring training lineup.
I don't know why. I mean, I get it. Willie bangs. He bangs. Sure. But, why not Rizzo there? Rizzo batting third would be cool for me. Give him more at bats, in my opinion.
Yeah. For sure, like the top three,
or
like
even put him, forever, or put him at two, put Rizzo at two.
We're doing everything right now that I hate. is
I hate that too.
When I see the Yankee lineup posted and I go and look underneath and it's just we're dissecting 3 and 4, but it's watch them go in and put up like a 6 or 7 spot.
Tonight. If you really want to load it up with lefties, why wouldn't you move your lefties up in the lineup?
Well, they got three lefties of the first four guys.
Right. So why?
And then McKinney could have been up there.
Who's their best lefty? Who's the Yankees' best lefty?
Right now, Rizzo.
Rizzo. So
he
why?
He looked great last night.
Yeah, he did. He's been looking good. You know,
he's back. The swings were better end of last week and got some results yesterday.
The motto is our best hitter bats second, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you put, and I'm not saying that Glaber isn't batting well. He's been batting pretty well recently. Had an error yesterday. We don't like that. But
it would have been the fastest game of the year if not for that error.
Yeah, but I just like Rizzo at 2 there. Would have been cool. Or at least 3. But 4, he's getting less at-bats.
We've seen this time and time again with this team and this lineup. It's when you don't think they're going to put up runs, they shock you. Like last night, I thought for sure, even though I did take the under, it hit. Kirby pitching so well against the Yanks, putting together good start after good start, and he got touched up by McKinney and wasn't a lot of runs, but the Yankees were getting their licks off of Kirby. So maybe that's the case for Castillo, who is 4-5. Don't let that fool you, Joes. He has a 2.70 ERA. He's got 98 strikeouts. In like 80 innings pitched, he's a stud.
And always pitches well against the Yankees.
Yes. He's going to haunt them probably as long as he signed an extension with Seattle. So he's going to, every time Seattle comes into town, he's going to be like, hey, this is what you could have had me.
Could have had me.
They would have made him cut the hair and I wouldn't have gone great.
Yeah. That's like a superpower. What are you watching for?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I'm watching for Dan in the stands. I'm going to the game.
Yes, you are.
I'm sitting legend seats.
Yes, you are.
My lovely girlfriend, Mrs. Inside Boxing Live, her cousins are hooking it up. They had someone give them tickets because they run a lot of restaurants upstate. So once a year, they hook up, you know, for all their hard work or whatever. I'm benefiting from it.
I like that.
I'm sitting first row, I think, dugout, first base side.
Woo!
So what to watch for is Dan prime stuffing time. His face, shrimp. Lobster, sushi, prime rib, prime game. It's a prime game.
Yes. It's a prime. Great night to be there.
Great. Oh, man. Should I go to the game?
I'm eating prime rib on prime night. Tune in. I like how they make them all tweet it, too. Like, Shackle's got to tweet it. Yeah. K.
Otherwise, you're going to just be surprised when the game comes out and be mad.
I feel bad for Maria's grandma.
I'm supposed to like go to a bar tonight and watch and
to watch a prime game.
That's even worse. They're not gonna have it.
Watch on your phone.
Yeah,
you have to watch
like at a bar.
If you're like a sicko,
like I'm going to dinner.
If you're a sicko like all of us here, like or and the people watching, I say that in the most endearing way.
Of course,
like, you don't want to. I like to watch a game and follow along on Twitter. You can't do that for prime games.
Yeah, you
way harder.
Because it already happened.
It happened like 2 years ago.
So you can't do that. You got to just either watch the game and not look at your phone or look at your and spoil it for yourself. First world problems.
Just not something anybody would enjoy.
My what to watch for would be the Yankees scoring early. I think that's...
Nice.
Obviously for these bigger pitchers and, I mean... Last few times that the Yankees have gotten a lead, it's felt like they've given it up. But for the most part, Yankees have a really good bullpen. And, well, we have Brito out there, so you know that the pen's ready to go. King's available, right?
We're going to get to that. But, yeah, I agree,
but
Joes.
I do like I want the offense. You got the lefties out there. Hey, get runners in. I want people trying to get on base. Volpe, your job should be first base. I don't want you thinking big, hitting home, thinking about homers. No. First base so you can cause havoc and change the game. So I want them getting runners on, over, and in. That's what I want. I don't care how they do it.
It's fundamental baseball.
What to watch for.
That's a good one. Early lead would help, especially when you got Johnny Brito on the hill.
Yes.
Hasn't had a lot of starts, even down on the farm. I went to go look at his stats down in AAA. Like, not many starts. I mean, he's got a 7.08 ERA in AAA. Who knows? He can put together 5 innings tonight. But it would be very important to get a lead early. like a nice lead, like a 3-run lead, 4-run lead. It's not going to be easy with that lineup the Yankees are trotting out and with Castillo on the mound.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'll be looking for. How about a 2-game winning streak?
I would love that.
I know a
win a series.
Yeah, win a series. That's good. That's a good point. It's better. Like, I know a winning streak starts with 3 games. I learned that from the Major League movie.
Ah.
2 games. One more.
We need Jake. We need Jake. We got a winning streak.
There's a winning streak.
Yankees need that. All right, let's path of victory, Joes. Yes.
Pitching path to victory. Now, Brito's out there. I think he's out there for like a solid 4.
Yeah.
4, and then you bring in, who are they going to tag him with? Somebody, a multiple inning reliever that can come in. I think that would be way too early for King, but I do like, why is his name escaping?
Ron for multiple?
Marinaccio, yes.
You said that. Say that again.
Ronnie Marinaccio.
Oh, that's beautiful. Coming He's only thrown 11 pitches in the last 5 days.
Yeah. Ron's he comes in it. For that, gives you 2. And, okay, so we have...
Now we're in the 7th.
6, and then we get to the 7th.
Do you have King for 8 and 9?
Yes, I do King for 2.
That would be hot.
And then to close it out, Clay pitched yesterday. You could pitch him again, or Wandy, depending on the matchup.
I don't 21 know pitches yesterday.
I've got King for 8 and Wandy. 9, so then you just got to figure out who's going to be 7.
Oh, you want King closing. Okay, that's fine. So Wandy then. Can we do Wandy?
I like Wandy.
I like Wandy.
Kaylee! No, give Kaylee love!
Yeah, he didn't do it last night.
Kaylee does lefties too. So yes,
Kaylee. Bring Kaylee in. Let's go. Kaylee,
I wrote down Brito 5 because we're pathing a victory.
Yeah.
Ron to King to Wandy. But I want to see Kaylee get in. I want to see him up. I want to see those tight pants up close and personal.
Tommy tight pants.
You'll have a great down the first base line. I will zoom in on that. He'll be back to you.
Follow me on Twitter tonight. I'm actually might make a little like something.
Oh, okay.
Like a vlog or something.
Okay.
Is that what we do here?
That's what I do.
Get ready with me as I go to a Yankee game in the legend seats. Watch me eat so much seafood that I get gout.
Filet mignon.
Get ready with me as I get gout in the legend seats.
TikTok. You've seen it first.
Sponsored by Tums.
I'm old. I don't know. I might do something. I don't know. Like some type of show everyone what goes on. I don't know. I've only been once to Legends.
Okay.
Steven Nelson, name drop. Good friend of mine. Ooh. He's now the backup voice of the Dodgers. Took me to a Yankee White Sox game last year.
Ooh.
2 years ago. And the food is just absurd.
I love Legends.
The prime rib, the carving station, it's just out of control.
Everything that they have there. Pasta, everything. If you've never done Legends, make sure at least one time do it. Like against like a bad team or something. Where
it's by the day you can get a deal.
Yeah, yes. I have this, and this is my second Legend game. I never bought tickets. Steven Nelson brought me one, and now we're getting hooked up. Like, good. It's a pretty penny.
Good.
But, good. Like, even, like, when you walk out like to your seats, there's, like, a big bucket of snacks.
Yeah, there is. A bunch of snacks, candy. I mean, it's a calorie nightmare. It's a caloric nightmare.
Yeah, it's your cheat day.
And they have, like, a giant freezer with, like, every ice cream you've ever
every ice
of.
Cream. And... they have a cookie, too? Oh, get the cookie. If the Yankees are winning, get a cookie, put ice cream, as long as it's...
ice cream. No, it's gluten in cookies, but I'll cheat.
They have a gluten-free cookie.
I'll die tomorrow just to live tonight. Put that on a T-shirt. Don't.
We still got another pregame to do.
Also. Yeah. Yeah, it is a wedding. Yeah, Tom Ace is right. It's a wedding cocktail hour. It is, yes. You're at the best cocktail hour of your life. And then all of a sudden, there's like you forget that there's a Yankee game going on like 10 feet away. I wish there was the only thing, my only thing about the Legends area down there.
Okay.
I wish you could see the game.
Oh, like from sitting down there?
Yeah.
Yes. Like if it had like an open field kind of feel?
Yeah, because last time I went with Nelly, I missed like a grand slam. But I had a pile of food on my plate.
It's
I was
so
like,
easy to get lost down there.
They have TVs everywhere, but yeah. I like to see it somehow. Yeah,
it'd be cool if you could see the action from inside.
Yeah.
But once again, first world problem.
Yes.
I can't see the game from my Legends as I'm stuffing prime rib in my gullet.
Hopefully you're going to see something that we're going to be doing next.
What's that?
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. I hope we all hit.
You almost hit with Rizzo. I thought
it was going to be gone.
That looked like the most Rizzo home run ever. It looked like it was going to be 30 rows up.
Yeah, he's probably going to homer.
I had the phone ready. I was texting the group chat. Yeah. I was like, here we go. Joe's on the board. And then, like, he was, like, camped under it, and then he missed it. Who was it, Teoscar?
Yeah.
They should have had that ball.
He should have had it, but that's none of my business.
Mm. Saw some people be mad at him for not hustling. Do you think he's going to get a triple?
He's not getting a triple, guys. Relax.
A stand-up double.
Didn't we arm read, like, fed up with Rizzo trying to take action, thinking he's fast?
Yeah, like, yeah.
By the time he finally realizes that he's not fast, we're going to dog him? No. I think you have first pick, right? Or
Dan, you've got
first pick because I went first yesterday.
Unavailable to you are Jake Bowers and Billy McKinney.
That's my nightmare.
Mm.
That's my nightmare. Lefty. Why is Volpe coming to my mind? Volpe.
Mm.
Volpe. Volpe. Volpe.
Anthony Volpe. Off the board.
Off a righty.
Off the board.
Joe's, okay. You have two picks. You cannot select Volpe, Rizzo, or Bader.
This is fine. I will be selecting with the first pick, Bowers. I think that he will be going yard today, leading off. And you know what? Let's double it. I'm going to make a bat three. Willie Calhoun, let's go.
Bang. Willie bangs. She bangs. She bangs. I wish there was another lefty in the lineup.
There is.
I picked McKinney.
Oh, you
last
took McKinney
night.
Already.
I took Bowers last night. You there took Willie. There is Rizzo. I'll take Rizzo.
Mm. You're on the Anthonys.
I want to see a majestic home run from my seats.
It's a Tony drive for you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Two Tonys. Two Tone.
Two Tone.
Tony Tone Tone. Tony Tone Tone.
Who's most likely to hit?
Most likely to get a hit tonight?
I'm wondering what the chat thinks. Who's most likely to get this, to get it going, to get the homers today? You got one yesterday. You got on the board.
On the board.
I will tell you, one Yankee has homered off Luis Castillo.
Yes.
One current
I
Yankee.
Had that up too. I meant short term memory is really bad.
Who's
that? Let me look and see that.
Gleyber
Torres. You can pick him out.
Not Donaldson, not Rizzo.
Gleyber Torres.
Might be Gleyber.
It's Higgy.
Sure it's okay.
Higgy Homa.
Higgy's hitting the home run. You think there'll be any funny stuff from what happened yesterday? Any fallout or any continuation of the benches chirping at each other?
I think that was a Cole and a manager thing. I don't know if that was like a team thing per se, but I mean, he threw over his head.
That was wild. I mean, literally figuratively.
He missed by a lot. He looked like the guy that threw the first pitch, actually. The first round draft pick.
Then did you see his second throw?
Did he throw like 90 rows?
He threw a seed. He could have like took someone out. Like Boone was scared.
Yeah, it was. He's tall.
He's so very tall.
Yeah, so I'll probably go with that.
It's officially basketball player holding a baseball season.
Yeah, where he held it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That throw was nuts. Like, I've never seen that. And, like, usually when you either throw behind someone or you hit him in the ass or you hit him in the ribs.
He just wanted to just get it up there.
That really nine guy really pissed him off. Caballero?
It's just he was stepping out a lot and then.
Was he, though?
Kind of was. You walk away really far. Listen, whatever Cole wants to use as motivation is fine by me.
True. He won the game. I remember when I was out, when I was pitching back in the day, when someone would like get a really good swing and foul it back and like act like they just missed it.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, man. That would piss me off so much. Because you want to feel like you're unstoppable on the mound. But Cole like didn't like that because he did that. And it was a nine hitter too. I get it. I get it. What are we up to here? Yeah, over under. It was 7 yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was way under.
I think it'll be today. It might be higher because it's Brito.
Might be 7.5.
7.5? I'm thinking 8.
Seven and a half.
Did we get to
7.5?
Does it ever go to 8?
Yeah, we had the White Sox series. It was 8.5.
That's sad. That doesn't say much for the Yanks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
When the like Castillo, all of Rourke series are these crazy.
When it's at 8, it's kind of disrespectful.
You're going to the game, so you know the rule.
I want a lot. Over.
Gotta go over. Over. I might go to, I'm still thinking about going to the game. But it's just parking.
I'm going
to
drive.
You're driving? Good.
You want to come with me?
I do street parking. Straight up.
You probably know all the tricks.
All the nooks and crannies. Yeah. Where to
and
go.
And even around game time, if you park like by where our old office was, you should be able to.
I never pay for parking.
I got to a fender bender and my car got keyed.
Oh.
So I don't know if I should park on the street. I'll be asking for it. Somebody put a nice key.
Dude,
in.
It depends where you park.
I miss parking.
You miss parking.
Yeah, I loved the chase of it up there.
It's a thrill.
Driving into the Bronx office. Yeah. Oh, I know our neighborhood up there. Great. I know where you can park.
And when you get I that know the spot, rules. Like yes. When I park in Astoria where I live, it's like, it's a freaking race at 6
well,
p.m.
You know what? Depending on what time you get there, if you get to a meter that has 2 hours, just pay that meter for 2 hours.
Fastest game of the year.
No, I'm saying like you pay that meter for 2 hours, and then after 7, they don't charge you in the meter.
I've never done street parking at a Yankee. I usually just go for a garage.
It's a hack.
You should do that Target garage.
Problem with the garage.
There's a few garages far away that you're not getting like fucked on. But
I hate the garage because I don't like getting out.
Getting out's tough.
So like when you're leaving after the game.
Joe's McFly does not like pulling out.
I don't. I have 2 kids.
Pull-out game is strong.
Pinstripe strong.
Pinstripe strong. Okay.
You streets up there where you're going to get boxed in. Be careful.
We'll see. We end with a premonition.
Okay. What do you see?
Yesterday's was unreal. I honestly can't. That picture of BBD in his bed just icing on top of the cake.
Guys, I think tonight's a come-from-behind win. I think the Yankees will be trailing. It's going to be Castillo. They get him out of the game. And they build these runs, and then they come back and win in this game. I don't really like to say walk-offs or premo walk-offs because, to me, I feel like the Yankees are winning every game. But I think that the Yankees are coming back tonight. They'll get down, but they won't be out, and it'll be something that'll build character going forward.
My premonition is that I get a stomach ache tonight.
Oh, my God.
Your tummy's going to hurt.
I eat so much that I miss the comeback that you just talked about. I'm on
you
the toilet.
You missed it?
I'm doing something that Joe's just never done. I'm shitting at the stadium tonight.
No shot.
That's going to be in my vlog.
The bathroom will be nice.
It's probably got the greatest cushion ever.
Just go before you go.
I love how people can just like say like they can control like when they shit or not.
It's just when you eat.
Like me and Dre had this conversation, or one of our editors here, and he's like, oh, I don't poop on planes. I was like, I would love to not poop on a plane, but I gotta go. I go.
You guys see?
I'm not pooping on a plane.
The pre-show stuff from Boone last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has I'll some poop rules on a plane. In life. Not on planes. Not in porta potties.
I think I will do a vlog, and maybe at the end of it, towards the end of the game. You're not going to see my reaction to this wild comeback. You're going to see me entering the bathroom in the vlog, and then it's going to say 20 minutes later.
I hope
grab some candy
you don't
out.
Miss the walk-off.
That would suck. That would really suck.
It would.
See you at the Bronx.
Subscribe if you haven't.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.